Three schools win football titles for the first time, and two running backs set records while leading their teams to championships. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. More than 41,000 fans attended over the 2 days, and thousands more watched or listened live on TV and the radio, and they were treated to some spectacular performances.
Isaac Vanderswag returns to the game. He's the left halfback, Jonah Leslie to the right, Hendricks in the middle. Snap, quarterback keeper looking to throw, throwing, it is Hendricks, touchdown, that's number 6, rewrite the record book.
Joe Jason of the MHSAA Championship Radio Network on the call as Keaton Hendricks scored 6 times to lead Zeeland West to a 42-22 win over Detroit Martin Luther King in Division 3. The 6 touchdowns and 36 points scored are both new championship game records. Hendricks took over the top spot from Jackson Lumen Christie's Cadale Williams. He scored 5 times in a 56-18 Division 6 win over Lansing Catholic. The 5 touchdowns tied the record until Hendricks broke it a day later. Williams did run for 314 yards, which is the new MHSAA finals record. It's also Lumen Christie's 14th football title, which is now the most in state history. Read more about both record-breaking performances at MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Charlotte's Evan Koloski. He had 31 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds in a 77-70 season-opening win over Ovid Elsie. Escanaba's Cale Carter. He scored a goal in a 3-1 win over Traverse City West and had the overtime winner in a 3-2 win over Traverse City Central. And a Hart senior, Addie Hovey. She had 19 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 steals in a 44-32 win over Grant.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In basketball, what's the difference between goaltending and basket interference? Goaltending is when a defensive player touches the ball when it's on its way down toward the basket, or after the ball has hit the backboard and is in a downward trajectory towards the hoop. Basket interference is when a defender touches the rim or net while the ball is within or on the cylinder. However, if the defender touches only the net and does not affect the shot in any way, then basket interference is not called. In both instances, goaltending and basket interference, the outcome is treated like a made basket. 2 points to the offense unless the shot came from behind the 3-point arc, and then it's worth 3 points.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Your other 11-player MHSAA football champions. In Division 1, Cass Tech knocked off Hudsonville 42-20 behind a stellar performance from freshman quarterback Donald Tabrin II. Orchard Lake St. Mary's won it all in Division 2, beating Byron Center 35-19. Goodrich defeated Niles 35-6 in Division 4, giving the Martians and head coach Tom Allward their first football state championship. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep is also a first-time state champion in football, as the Irish beat Frankenmuth 42-7 in Division 5. In Division 7, yet another first-time winner, Millington knocked off Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 24-0. Millington senior Dallas Walsh said his team went from the cornfield to Ford Field and ended the year unbeaten. And in Division 8, Beale City ran for 315 yards in a 43-14 win over Riverview Gabriel Richard. And if you missed anything from the weekend at Ford Field, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.